bringing it back to live broadcast. In our ongoing effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we're here to answer your questions about home maintenance, home improvement, home remodeling, home ownership, melt away your anxieties, put a smile back on your face. The topic we're covering today is educating you how to save money on your summer cooling bills. And I will tell you, most of you do it absolutely wrong. But I've got to take Bob, who's been waiting very patiently for us, who's got a window unit air conditioning system. And he has a question about it. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Rosie. It's been a long time. It freezes up. What causes that?
Oh, it's a Freon adjustment. And I'll tell you, is it a heat pump or is it just an air conditioner?
It's an air conditioner you plug in.
Yeah. And you it does not have a heat cycle to it in the winter. It does not heat the room.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Bob, I wouldn't make a service call on that thing. I'd unplug it. I'd let it melt. And, I don't know, Steve, you were saying the window unit on your shop, you kind of deal with the same thing.
Yeah, Bob, my shop, I've got a window unit in there. And this time of the year, and I don't know why, it'll ice up. And I used to adjust the Freon levels, but that would cause a worse icing occurrence. However, what I do with mine is I'll shut it off, let the ice melt, put it back on, and sometimes it goes for days and weeks before the ice up occurs again. And then once I get into the hottest part of the summer, it never does ice up again. If it's a chronic everyday thing, you're going to have it looked at.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said unplug it. So not just turn it off, but unplug it?
Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Allow the ice to melt off. Can you see the coils or do you have the filter in front of the coils?
The filter's in front of the coils.
Do you pull the filter off and see the ice on the coils?
It's one of my rentals.
Oh, yeah, it takes quite a while to get it all melted off.
Yeah,
that's one thing, you know, it's 100 degrees out, and it takes an hour and a half for mine to melt.
And
it's not like holding water where it drips off?
No.
And Bob, I may have to change my advice to you. The fact that you've got a tenant in the house that has to turn it off, you know, that may be different. I was just thinking if it was your house and you wanted to save the cost of a service call, yeah, you may end up having to place a service call to get your tenant taken care of.
who would you recommend?
Where in Phoenix is the house?
Right just south, a half mile south of Union Hills and 19th Ave.
You know, Integrity Air Conditioning is right out there at Cave Creek in the 101.
Oh, I know exactly where they're at. They're by the club.
And Chuck Knight Air Conditioning, lives up in the Anthem area, but services all that north part of the valley. So there's two guys. See which one of them can get to you the quickest. Either one of them is going to take great care of you.
Okay, thank you very much. You said Integrity.
Integrity,
yeah.
Or Knight Air Conditioning? Either one. Right. They're both great guys.
Thank you very much, Rodney.
Bob, thank you. We appreciate it. All right, let's get back to this topic of electric energy bills, okay? I get in a fight a verbal jousting occasionally because I let people know what I keep my temperature at in the middle of the summer. We're talking a little bit about electricity being a commodity. You taught me this, Steve, and I've been forever grateful for you. Folks, I want y'all to know Steve brought an analysis into studio today at looking at my house. Over the course of the last year, I have the energy management computer on my house. I have had, I don't know, when did you put that on there? 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
9 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. If I had been on my utility company's standard plan, I would have spent $6,000 on my utility bill. Okay. I spent less than $3,800. I saved $2,000. By using this management computer, that $2,000, that's in 1 year, folks. That's in 1 year I saved $2,000. I think you told me once you had a customer you installed the unit in 20 years ago, he paid for his whole kid's college education with what he saved with one of your units.
16 years, he took the money it saved every month, put in his child's education account. I was out there doing a service call 16 years later, and he brought the statement out, and it was $101,000.
Wow.
Awesome. Over a 16-year period.
That's a good college.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's talk. Let's take a couple minutes, Steve, and educate these folks about this concept of electricity as a commodity.
Everybody here has probably heard of energy management, but it's a very vague term. What exactly is energy management? Energy management is, it starts at the utility. When they fire up a coal or natural gas or nuclear generating facility, they want to keep it at 100% production. That's the ideal number. And they don't do that. They drop down. But they have to sell that electricity as it's being generated. If they don't, it goes to waste. They've got to get it sold. So the pricing on electricity.
You can't recycle electricity.
No. You can't store it. You don't have the batteries. Right. Yeah. You've got to sell it.
Yeah.
And they, in the winter down here, we produce a lot of power that the state doesn't need because we're not running our air conditioners. So they sell it to other utilities up north.
Sure.
But they still keep those plants in full function.
Yeah.
In the summer, however, they've got the plants at full function. And we're consuming power because of the air conditioning industry. And they'll start hitting their limit where they're going to have a brownout or a blackout. That's a peak demand problem.
Yeah.
The more they can
and
get.
And that's what they have to engineer to.
Correct.
They have to engineer to that max load.
Right. And then they have to run those at that max load if they want a good return on their investment on the power plants.
Yeah.
So the price of electricity, and just on the residential side, 4 cents is what combined advantage during off peak is. And then 49 cents on their super peak rate between 3 and 6. So it's in a 12-fold difference every 12 hours that power is dumped that way.
So your management computer buys this commodity at its lowest price. In the summer, I turn my thermostat down to where I'm very comfortable. Jennifer's uncomfortably cool. I'm very comfortable.
As in, Carol and I wear hoodies all summer.
Okay. So the thermostat is set at about, in the living side of the house, we set it about 72. On the bedroom side of the house, I'm almost ashamed to tell you what I said. I said 68, 69 degrees. My air conditioner turns on at 7:05 in the evening, chills everything in the house down, the carpet, the mattress, the shutters, the drapery, all the clothing hanging in the closet, the furniture, the interior walls, the drywall, chills everything down off demand, 4 cents per kilowatt hour.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm storing this commodity by way of cooling capacity.
Correct. And then what happens during that more important on-peak time when you're paying substantially more for power is the house itself can absorb a lot of heat that the air conditioner would have had to run and take out. A lot of people would look at that and say, well, isn't that wasteful of energy? It's not. It's going to absorb heat later in the afternoon. So you're just storing cooling to offset power that you would have used in the afternoon. And again, we always tell our customers, don't go beyond your comfort zone. Set your thermostat at what you would set a resort thermostat at if you were to check in.
Yeah.
Your comfort zone. You sleep better. And there, you actually produce a lower electric bill because your shift of power usage, your on-peak will drop and your off-peak will increase, but off-peak is 4 cents versus 27 cents during on-peak.
My house is the utility company's best friend. Because it's sleeping all afternoon.
Right, when everybody else is demanding power.
It's sucking and sucking and sucking.
And a lot of people out there on a time-of-use rate, even without our equipment right now, they do understand that during on-peak, power is more and they raise that thermostat to 84. They don't really capitalize on the off-peak times. They need to keep the house cooler. It will produce a cheaper bill.
There is an unnamed utility company in Arizona on their website. They tell you to turn the thermostat up in the middle of the afternoon.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes. Especially if you're already at 80 and you're bringing it to 84 or 85.
So there's 30 different, at least, purchasing plans you can be on. What blows my mind is less than 30% of Arizona homeowners are on the right plan.
Correct. Correct. And right now the utility is especially.
And that costs nothing to change plans.
Right. Just make a phone call. And SRP, usually if you change rates, you have to stay on it for at least a year. SRP right now is waiving that. If you change to a time of use rate and you don't like it, you can switch back.
Yeah, they give you a trial period.
Right, a trial period. Yeah. Don't worry, you'll like it.
I think that's great.
Oh, it really is. And if they utilize it, they live more comfortable and they get a lower bill.
Okay. Now, we have a caller who's called in, Kristen from Phoenix. She has a certain size home and a certain size utility bill, many of us would think is very high. We're going to talk to her after this break. And with what you learn in our conversation with Kristen, I guarantee you'll be able to save money at your very own home. Then we're going to run down to Sonoyta and talk to Robert. He wants to know, okay, Smarty Pants, how does solar energy figure into your formula? He's listening to us on KNST in beautiful Sonoyta, Arizona. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to be right back after this. Y'all hang on.